And trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains. Cause if I had my way, could you, baby?
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, December 5th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. 17 people texted me during the break wanting this map. Green are good roads, yellow are fair, red is poor. This report just came out 2 days ago. We were talking about other things. Well, incoming Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, has put up again for the fourth time. This is not the first time. This isn't a new plan. This has been going on since Rick Snyder and the Republicans were in control of Lansing. Speaker at the time, Jace Bulger, had this exact same plan laid out. When he left, he gave the plan to Tom Leonard. Tom Leonard introduced it while the Republicans had control of the governorship, the House, and the Senate. It didn't get passed. Why? Because of special interest groups, the teachers' union lobbyists have control of our politicians. Well, now the governor is going to go out in 2026 as failing to do her number one campaign slogan that she ran on back in 2018. To fix the damn roads, she's going to get an F. She will be an absolute failure when it comes to her number one slogan that got her elected. When Leonard couldn't get it done with Rick Snyder and the Republican-controlled House and Senate, he passed it on to Lee Chatfield. Gretchen Whitmer ran on Fix the Damn Roads. In 2018, she got elected to be governor. There was only one problem. The Republicans still had control of the House and the Senate. She did not have her trifecta. Well, they still did nothing to permanently fix the road funding problem. So when Chatfield left, he gave the plan to Matt Hall, who he saw as potentially probably going to be the next speaker if and when the Republicans ever got their majority back. Well, that happened on November 5th, folks. It goes into effect on January 1st. Much like Donald Trump, who got elected on November 5th and going ahead and putting up his nominees for his cabinet, laying out his vision to deport millions of illegals, the bad actors in this country, deport them. Tom Homan has been to the border. Tom Homan has been going around the country talking to mayors. Matt Hall, being proactive, reintroduced Speaker Jace Bulger, Tom Leonard, Lee Chatfield's plan for a fourth time. And you know what? It may finally happen. You know why? Because Governor Gretchen Whitmer's back is up against the wall. For me not to be able to say that she's been the worst governor on her number one priority, fixing the damn roads, when she leaves office on January 1st of 2027, she realizes now something's got to be done. Also, this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, today, they haven't been able to ram through any of their agenda, real big ticket items. Rank choice voting, getting rid of parental consent when it comes to dealing with our minors. All the things that they really wanted to push, they haven't had the votes for it. One Democrat has personal issues going on and is not in Lansing. Another one who lost his election is so pissed off, he's not willing to vote for anything the Democrats want to put forward. So bottom line, guess what? She's now having to look at Republicans voting on some of these bills in order to get anything accomplished in this lame duck session. The main reason that this plan is a problem is the state educators are alleging that the redirection of these funds from the sales tax on gasoline, which mostly goes to the schools, would go to the roads, so they're fighting it. Speaker Hall, criticizing Whitmer's entire administration for the last 6 years, is because she has prioritized state highways over local roads. We have been listening to our neighbors and local officials who know things aren't getting fixed and that our local communities have not been a priority, Hall said. And now things will get even worse with all of this easy money coming to an end, end quote, said Hall. COVID money, gone. All of it that we had in reserve, the Democrats spent. So now the easy money's gone. You've got to figure out a way to fund the roads, and it's time for this proposal, my plan, to go forward, said Hall. Stacey LaRouche, Whitmer's press secretary, said the governor agrees on the need for a long-term funding solution and will work with anyone who is serious about getting things done. Well, Governor, you're not up for re-election for governor in 2026, thank God. You don't need the teachers' unions, the current working public school teachers. You don't need their support. You're going to be running for president in 2028. Most of your funding is going to come from Hollywood, liberals from all over the country. You don't have to worry about the MEA, the AFT anymore in Michigan. For her to come out and say, I will work with anyone, meaning Matt Hall and the Republicans, who are serious about getting things done. Really? Well, we'll see how serious she is. Because here's the other problem. With billions of dollars spent on fixing roads in Michigan, has Governor Whitmer's pledge to fix the damn roads been a broken promise? This is another MLive story. Came out yesterday. The first story came out 2 days ago. This story comes to us from Justin Hicks. I know Justin. I've talked to him down at Lansing when I've been down at the Capitol. Basically a pretty fair and balanced guy. Dan Terpstra has replaced his rims twice. New wheels and his tires, four sets of tires, four times since 2012. He said the last fix came to $1,500. He said on two occasions, his Volkswagen blew a tire while navigating Michigan's treacherous roads so badly of a blowout, he almost lost total control and crashed. Terpstra, 51, of Grand Rapids, said, driving these tires over a pothole, you can literally feel them in your molars. I'm not saying there aren't bad roads in other places, but this feels like it's almost a road for us here in southwestern Michigan. Again, you're only the second most populated area, county, cities in Grand Rapids area. If you look at the map, pretty much green, quite a bit of yellow, a few areas, pockets of red. But basically, Grand Rapids isn't that bad. This guy has had to replace four sets of tires and two sets of wheels. Folks, I've driven vehicles for over 10 years with the same wheels on them up here in northern Michigan. Do I avoid the potholes? You bet. If I'm looking at traffic and there's nobody oncoming, and their side of the road is better than mine, I drive on the wrong side of the road all the time in northern Michigan. I'm not going to drive over potholes to stay in my lane. But here is what Governor Gretchen Whitmer's 2018 election campaign prominently featured, the pledge, fix the damn roads. Here's the frustrations. Fast forward to late 2024. Michigan's damn roads still aren't fixed to national standards. And they are not on pace that 90% will meet the good and fair condition target in the next 5 years. That was the goal she put out when she ran for governor 6 years ago. 90% of our roads to be in good or fair condition. They're not even going to make it in the next 5 years. Billions of dollars have been spent. Some progress has been made. Yet Michigan households like Terpstra continue to bear economic burden caused by deteriorating road infrastructure with no long-term funding solution in place. It's been going on for 6 years. Ever since her proposed fuel tax hike failed to get past. Final segment, hour number two. Hopefully we'll wrap this up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by the Christmas sale that's going on, Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com company. Standard pillows, $14.98. Queens, $18.98. King size MyPillows, $19.99. Unbelievable. 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items with free shipping. Text me MP MyPillow. I'll text you the website, MyPillow.com, with the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space, and the phone number to a Trucker Randy operator. Do your Christmas shopping from home. Don't fight these roads. Don't go to the stores for shopping. Do it from the convenience of your home on a computer or on your phone by calling the operator, getting the discount, saving a ton of money, and having them shipped to your house with free shipping. Text me MP. Well, looking at the fact that these studies are coming out, 90% of our roads to be in good or fair condition isn't going to happen. And it's not even going to happen for the next 5 years. With some progress being made, no long-term funding solution in place after Governor Whitmer's been in office for 6 years. Whitmer, when challenged, has been very vague about specifically how she is going to define her success and is unwilling to clarify or even evaluate her efforts to discuss her strategy for a long-term funding solution. Since August, MLive interview requests have been repeatedly declined. Instead, only offering written responses to submitted questions, which still went unanswered. When Whitmer was elected, federal aid roads, state-maintained roads, those with an I, a U.S., or an M designation, we had 74% were in good or fair condition. Again, measured by the PASER system. Those numbers are lower. Strictly looking at the federal aid eligible roads, it's declined under Whitmer, going from 74% down to 59%. And our local roads, non-federal aid eligible roads, is down to 47%. Less than half of our local roads are in good or even fair condition. The governor set her sights for 90% good or fair by 2029. Well, it's not going to happen. But she was also very strategical in which she did not specify which roads she was talking about. Those state officials have since suggested she meant the 8% of the roads managed by MDOT, which accounts for nearly 53% of the vehicle traffic since 2023. MDOT only manages 8% of the roads? You got to be kidding me. I did not realize that number was so low. I've got to call Justin. I don't believe that number's that low. But here's the real problem. The current administration has invested more state and federal funds into the primary highway system than the previous two governor administrations going back 20 years. That, of course, would be Snyder and Jennifer Granholm. How was she able to do it? The influx of federal dollars, the bipartisan infrastructure law that has caused all the inflation in our country under the Biden administration. She got billions and billions of dollars and dumped it into the primary highway systems. I-75, I-94. 696. Then they went into an analysis, and this is kind of an interesting bar graph chart that they put together, looking at Gretchen Whitmer's second term, Gretchen Whitmer's first term, Snyder, his first and second terms, and Granholm. It's too big. I can't get a screenshot or a picture of it. The amount of money spent. Total amount of dollars. Lane miles improved. And bridges. The number of bridges improved. Well, she's got Granholm and Snyder beat. But she did it with federal dollars. The infrastructure bill that they passed. Pretty interesting breakdown. Well, guess what, folks? Those dollars, those funds are gone. By the end of this 2024 construction year, Michigan will have repaired or replaced 23,000 lane miles of state-owned roads, 1,600 bridges since Whitmer took office. I still didn't get to the end. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey,